Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Real Men Snarl by Celia Kyle and Marina Maddox, narrated by Kendall Taylor. Chapter 1. One false step, and Allie Rose would be down for the count. Strips of woven nylon wrapped around her legs, randomly tightening and then loosening. It was only a matter of time before she hit the pavement. Well, pavement and probably a dog or two. Six dog leashes twined around her legs, while the mutts on the other end sniffed and barked and pooped. Everywhere. Then they had to pee on the exact same spot as one of the others, or the world would end. When Bernstein, a fluffy white Pomeranian with the personality of a bull mastiff, weaved between her open legs, then jumped and tried to lick her hand, Allie decided enough was enough. The pups grumbled and whined, but a few creative lunges, a handful of ducks, and one twist into a pretzel, and she was finally free. The dogs looked up at her, panting happily, as if her bid for freedom had been a fun game. She crouched low. Not an easy task for a big girl who stood 5'9", and allowed each one to give her a slobbery doggy kiss. She ignored the passers-by, pretending she didn't have an audience while she allowed herself to be licked to death by a pack of overgroomed furballs. "Okay, kiddos," she raised her voice above the barks and yips as she stood. "Time to head back." Like everything else during their walk, turning around and going home wasn't that simple. She reached down to pat Jake the bulldog on the head, which was when Bernstein decided to tug on his leash and make a break for it. And he did. The little ball of adorable pain in the assness. The silly fluffball sprinted headlong into the street, and Allie's heartbeat picked up its pace, thumping fast and hard. His pink leash bounced along the ground behind him, a bright spot of color against the dark asphalt. A quick glance down the empty street reassured her that Bernstein wasn't about to become hamburger, and she breathed a little easier. This wasn't the first time in the last few years that she was thankful she'd moved to Sleepy Pepper, Georgia. Allie glanced around once more, this time for anyone who might hear what she was about to do. She was fine with her reputation as an antisocial hermit, but she didn't want to add crazy lady who thinks she's a wolf to the list. Crouching low, she allowed her inner wolf to come forward. Its rumbling feral growl had brought more than one uppity pooch back in line over the years, and it didn't fail with Bernstein. The little palm skidded to a stop, turned on his heel, and scampered back to her, head low and tail between his legs. He laid down at her feet, whimpering his puppy apology. Allie's heart surged with affection for the little rebel and rubbed his head to show there were no hard feelings. "Aw, sweetheart," she murmured. "It's okay," she whispered as she scooped him up with one hand. "You have to be more careful. You could have been flattened." He took her reassurance as praise and nearly wriggled right out of her arms as he showed his happiness. Still wiggling that little tail, he gave her a very wet and more than a little disgusting face bath with his tongue. She groaned and tipped her head back, trying to stay out of reach and keep an eye on the others, but Bernstein was a persistent little shit. She rounded the next corner and passed a tall man in a baseball cap. She pasted on her normal, polite smile as she and her unruly pack scampered past.
"Looks like you have your hands full."
He seemed friendly enough, but Allie kept her eyes averted. She nodded, then hurried on without a word, as she always did. She loved walking the dogs, but they were people magnets. Unfortunately, Allie most definitely wasn't a people person. At all. Sure, once upon a time, but life had kicked her in the teeth and taught her to keep to herself. It was safer that way. Two blocks down and one block over on Front Street was their destination, the town's small veterinary